So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What up, everyone? It's Shakir Hussein here. Hopefully, you guys are doing awesome. I want to just say hello to all of you guys out there. All right, I'm going to get cracking on and share with you guys a couple of key components to get started with, especially if you're feeling stuck. A lot of people feel like they're always in information overwhelm. They're spinning their wheels. They're frustrated. No matter what products and services that they buy, there's just not a clear action plan. Or there's just not a clear step-by-step focused area where they need to focus on. So I'm going to just give you guys some you know, valuable feedback, valuable advice that has helped me go from zero to making over $20 million in this industry, travel to over 60, I think now about 65 countries. And the reason why I want to share that with you is, look, I started in 2009. I was this morbidly obese, fat kid that had absolutely no money, no direction in life. And I just had a desire. I had a desire to create more for myself, more for my family. I remember buying product after product, seminars after seminars, conferences, masterminds. And I was in this state where I was just consuming so much stuff, but not actually taking any action, right? Like, I knew so many different things, which I guess has its benefits, but I, at the end of the day, I wasn't making a lot of money, okay? And that's what really matters in this industry, in your life. It's results, right? It's like, no matter what you do, who you learn from, what you want to be focused on is making money. I see so many people that get started in this industry and they treat it like a hobby. They don't look at it as a business. They don't look at it from a place of they're really going all in, right? Just like anything in your life. Maybe you haven't made your first six figures. Maybe you haven't made your first $1 million online. That's fine, but ask yourself this. Have you done something in your life that you're actually proud of, that you feel like you've accomplished something? It could be anything. It could be having kids. It could be getting married. It could be finding your ideal partner, whatever the case is, right? And if you don't have any of those things, just ask yourself, what's that one thing that you've achieved in your life, right? What's that one thing? And really, we're going to talk about that one thing. And what you want to do is you want to ask yourself, all right, what's the one thing that I've achieved in my life? How did I feel? How did I actually achieve that? And however way you look at it, one of the things that you're going to find is that you went all in. You went straight all in. You committed yourself. You decided enough was enough and you went out and you made it happen. Okay. Just like when I was morbidly obese, I said to myself, gosh, how much longer am I going to be like this? And I made a decision there and then, and I just committed to it. Right. When I started my online business, I saw so many people. They buy a product, they buy a seminar, they go to a conference, they go to a mastermind, but they will never stick enough with it. I just go off the phone with one of my clients. He's a Pink Diamond client. These clients invest over $100,000 with me. And, you know, he just joined. The investment is $100,000. So I spend time with them. I get on the phone. I give him coaching. And just by talking to him, I could see his head was in a million different directions. And I said, hey, man, if I was in your place right now and I wanted to get started and get results, I'd focus on the critical few and then I would even do just one. So the advice that I gave him, which is something that I'm going to give you guys, is that to gain any result in your life, you need to focus on mastering and developing a specific skill. And so the advice that I gave him was, look, you got to figure out what is the critical few that if you do well, it will have a strong impact on the rest of your business, okay? You know, the advice I was giving to him was, you're trying to get this end result, but all the missing pieces that go in before, they aren't there. And a lot of people will think, okay, you know, what is the ads that I need to place? And that's fine, in terms of what are the different processes that you need before you get to that end goal. But what you really have to understand before all of this is that you have to develop a skill. Listen, 99% of people in this industry, they don't make any money. You know why? Because they don't add true value to themselves. They're just trying to get that end result. Oh, I want to make the big commission. I want to go out and make $1 million. I want to go make six figures a month or six figures, whatever the goal is, right? But they forget that in life, in general, in business, whatever you want to achieve, you need to develop a specific skill, right? You need to develop a specific skill before you have the confidence that's going to lead to the clarity, that's going to lead to the capability for you to achieve your results, okay? And so when I look at my most successful students, let's just say Adeline, okay? Adeline Sugianto. A lot of you guys probably have heard of her. She came in, she started, she got my coaching. She used to watch my YouTube videos. She used to watch videos like this. She got my webinars. And when she first started, it was very amazing to see this, right? This is a young girl. She got fired from her job and she comes to Costa Rica. I remember her meeting me first time. She was super excited because she was like, Shaq, you know, I've been watching your videos and YouTube. And she gave me a big hug. And I remember very clearly she upgraded to one of the advanced workshops, right? It was about $15,000 or $30,000 for this advanced workshop on Facebook ads. Now, whilst she was sitting there, it was myself, Michelle Pesco-Solido, John Chow, Matt Lloyd, a couple of my friends there. We were teaching them, you know, marketing, setting ads, placing ads, all of these things. And she was learning about Facebook ads. Okay, so Adeline learns about Facebook ads. She learns Facebook ads and we all go for lunch. We all go for lunch. She goes upstairs. She places her first few ads. Then she, after lunch was finished, she comes back down and she says, "Hey everyone, I just got my first few subscribers." Now, it wasn't a whole bunch of sales. It wasn't making a gazillion dollars. It was just her first few subscribers because she had taken the time to learn and develop a skill that she could go and implement. Okay, this is why I see so many people, they don't do. It's very heartbreaking because you spend all this money on coaching, on traffic, on sales funnels, on whatever, but there's not one skill that you take time to learn, right? But I tell you, my journey has gone through, right? Like when I first started, because I was morbidly obese and I didn't have a lot of money, I tried to figure out solo ads. And I did. I developed that skill of finding solo ads, finding people right at the top that have a gazillion, million, 10 million subscribers or whatever, and building relationships with people that have huge lists, and then tapping into their newsletters so where I could spend, you know, $1,000 and make $5,000 back, spend $5,000 and make $50,000 back. And even till now, I still do solo ads. We have solo ads that are running all the damn time. So that's one. Then I thought to myself, you know what? I want to learn Facebook ads. Now, when I started learning Facebook ads, to be very honest, I spent about $50,000 or something. And I thought to myself, you know what, this isn't me. Let me just go hire a bunch of people. So I started building a team. And now I have a team of people. You guys see my Facebook ads, right? If you guys see my Facebook ads, comment, like, and let me know. If you guys see my Facebook ads, let me know. Then the next thing I started doing was I started speaking on stage. When I started speaking on stage, I was absolutely horrible, okay? I had long, greasy hair. I was I was just all over the place. I remember I used to always be sweating. I was always nervous. I was always in a state of just information overwhelm because I couldn't do it, right? I was just like, I was not good. And some days I would be so excited because I got the opportunity to sell in front of people, right? So I'd get up. And I remember one time I was speaking in front of about 500 people. And I thought, this is it, right? Like, I thought, man, this is it. I'm going to speak in front of 500 people. I'm going to sell so much stuff. And guess what? I was in my head. And at the time, guys, I used to smoke cigarettes. Okay, so I remember smoking a bunch of cigarettes, going on stage. And because I was in my head and my head was all over the place, I was trying to 10 different things instead of doing one thing. Guess what happened, guys? I got off stage and I only made $5,000. Now, let me tell you, it probably cost me $5,000 to go to that country, get on. My friend, 2 hours later, came down from stage and he had made over $60,000. And I remember going outside, smoking a cigarette. By the way, I quit cigarette smoking. Now it's been about 2 years, so I'm super happy. But anyway, I remember smoking this cigarette and I asked him, man, what is it? Like, I'm not stupid, you know, but Like, you just made about 55, 60 grand. Why the hell did I just make 5 grand? Like, why are all these other guys getting on stage, absolutely killing it? And he said to me, he told me, Shaq, you're in your head. You got to stay focused on the on the people that need your help. That's what you need. And I remember thinking to myself, wow. Now, guys, listen, I was in Singapore the other day. And I'm just giving you this as a contrast, okay? I don't do this to brag or to impress you guys. I do this because hopefully you get inspired. There's a little spider, by the way, that's crawling over my phone right now. Tiny one. Anyway, thing got me distracted. See how easily I get distracted too. So I understand. As entrepreneurs, we have this. Our entire community has this. But it's very important to understand as well where your head stands and where your goals are and what you need to pay, the price you need to pay. So listen to this. I was in Singapore, there was a room full of people. By the way, Singaporeans are very, very smart people. They are also very skeptical. They come into the room like this, right? Not with a big smile like Americans or Canadians. The British people, they don't even have any expression. No offense, British people, okay? I'm British myself, but that's the truth. I've done this stuff many years, so I understand my ideal customers and my audience, right? So I'm in Singapore, and I convert 66% of the room. They had never heard of me. They don't know who I am. They just come to one of my events. 90 minutes, 2 hours later, 66% of the room pull up the credit card and they go to the back of the room and they buy. Now, compare that to all of the times I messed up. I failed. I just was humiliated. There was one time I was on stage, okay, where number one, I came late to the actual event. Number two, I'm speaking. Halfway through my presentation, these words come out my mouth. I'm looking at the slides and I look at the audience and I'm like, shit, that's the wrong presentation, guys. Yeah. I mean, I laughed you off, but inside I was killing myself. And so I had to just be like, stop! And so I had to stop the whole thing. In the middle of the presentation, I had to go and change my keynotes. And then I got back on and I remember having like one or two sales out of maybe like 100, 200 people. It was awful, right? So I paid my dues. But again, what's the thing that I'm conveying in this story, in this message, is that I developed the skill. Now, guys, I speak on stage and one thing you'll see, I don't speak on anyone else's stage. Okay, the reason is very simple. If I spend time, effort, creating, crafting an offer, and I speak at my own stage, I will make minimum $100,000 in a single day. Okay, and alhamdulillah, God bless me. I've done it so many, 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 many times now where it's just, there's just no value. I mean, there is value in me speaking, but in terms of a monetary value, it's just not worth my time because I can make 5 times more money selling at my own events, hosting my own events. Why would I go and speak or sell for someone else at their own event, right? But again, what did I do? I stayed focused on one thing. I learned, I mastered, and I continued investing in myself, but not just investing for the sake of myself feeling good, right? I invested with this in mind. I'm trying to develop that bloody skill, that one thing, that one critical thing. So ask yourself this question right now. Let's see. My question to you is, what's that one thing for you? What is that one thing that you're committed to doing? And if you feel like, oh, I don't know, there's a gazillion things. Listen, I'm going to give you some examples right now and make the commitment because listen, there's 2 or 3 months left. There's 2 or 3 months left in this industry, guys, for this year. You know what I mean? This is the time where you need to come outside your comfort zone. This is the time where you need to spend more money than you've ever spent. Let me tell you why. This is the time where you need to start producing more content. This is the time where you commit yourself to mastering that one skill, okay? From speaking, I realize my ability to communicate and sell and articulate, I can also transfer this onto webinars. And when I first did my webinar, guys, I did my first ever webinar in the basement of a real estate place called Brick Lane. My first webinar had 10 people. I couldn't stop sweating. I couldn't stop stuttering. Every other word I said was And now I do webinars where I can do one single webinar and make 100 grand. I did a webinar last year. It took me maybe 2-3 hours to put together, but remember, I practiced. I paid my dues. I developed that skill of doing webinars. And that one webinar did about $1.5 million in sales. Think about that. One freaking webinar. And it did over $1.5 million. Okay, probably a lot more now. So ask yourself this thing. What is that one skill? What is that one? If you want to get to 100 grand a year, you want to get to $1 million a year. Okay, there's just a couple of skills that you're just one skill away, literally one or two skills away. What is that one skill that you're committed to learning? Listen, if you're watching this right now, let me know. Is it Facebook ads? Is it doing webinars? Is it doing public speaking? Is it learning how to do solo ads? Is it learning how to do banner ads? Is it learning how to do PPC ads on search engine, whatever, networks? Is it to do blogging? Is it to start making videos? Let me know now. Go into the Facebook chat box. Let me know now. Comment right now. Comment and type in what's going on. I want to know what's going on. Because look, when you look back at anything that you've achieved in your life, it comes down to that one thing. You made a commitment and you said to yourself, you know what? I'm going to really get good at it. Okay. If you're married, if you have kids, if you have whatever the focus is, whatever your previous past focus is, again, the reason why I keep talking about this is most people don't have confidence to say, hey, you know what? I can go out and do this. Most people don't have that confidence because they don't have the current results in their life. So you have to get rid of that little monkey that says, yeah, I don't have the results. And you have to ask yourself, one thing that you're happy in your life with, that you've achieved, it might be your body, it might be your mind, it might be your ability, it might be your kids, it might be whatever. And just put yourself back into that situation and say, you know what? I achieved something in my life because I made a commitment. And because I made a commitment, I'm here. That's the thinking that you need to do this again. And ask yourself now, what is the commitment that you're going to make over the next 3 months that's going to have a ripple effect for the rest of the year? Facebook marketing, PPC, email marketing, whatever the case is, have that one thing. Let me know. Hold yourself accountable. Type it into the chat box. I'm going to republish this video on YouTube so other people can see as well. But for now, I wanted to just do this. There's a couple of people here. But for everyone else, I'll tell you a couple of things. For high ticket selling, this is what you want to do. There's a book. Okay, it's Dan Kennedy's book. It's called Marketing to the Affluent. Go and find the top three books. Go and find the top three seminars. Go and find the top three coaches in these areas. 3-3-3. Start off with the books, get the results, then you transition to going to conferences. Go to the conferences, you start making more money, then start hiring those coaches in those three areas. Three books, three conferences, three coaches. Go, go, go. All right, so I'm gonna tell you this, my one thing over the next 3 months, okay? This month, next month, next the next month afterwards, I feel like I've become really good at certain things. I also feel like I've slacked and I've become complacent at a lot of things. And one of them is making videos, okay? So I'm making a public commitment to you guys that you guys are gonna see a ton more videos. Some of them are gonna be like this on my iPhone. Some of them are gonna be super high value. I bought a new camera. I have some, you know, lights and all of those stuff there. So that's my commitment for the next 3 months. Wherever you're at, let me know. And also, I just opened up .com Academy. Okay, this is my call to action, by the way. .com Academy/join. Okay, .com Academy/join. I've opened it up. It's a simple, once a month, you get to spend time with me. I'll do a webinar. I'll be sharing what's working now. We're just taking on, I think, about 100 members right now. We're going to be really refining the process. The price is going to jump back up to probably $297 a month. But for now, we're doing a stupid, ridiculously low, I don't know, it's like less than £50 a month, $50, 47, I don't know, whatever it is. But go to .com Academy/join. If you're interested, go ahead, sign up for that once a month. I'm going to show you guys something that's working in my business that you guys can use, leverage. I appreciate you guys. I'll be speaking to you guys soon. Bye for now. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action.
Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's S-H-A-Q-I-R.com. That's S-H-A-Q-I-R.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.